Welcome back to another episode of Red Cup News, where we give you the news and drink beer. So pretty much at this point, I've been smoking more hookah than drinking beer, just because, I don't know, I just feel lighter and usually have to drive somewhere and I don't want to go through like 8 beers on the show. So you're going to hear the bubbling in the background like you have in the last like 3 episodes. It's just kind of, it kind of goes well with it. It's kind of relaxing. This episode, kind of sticking to more local US, even like LA, Nevada, stuff like that. So this is just a quick little thing. It's kind of interesting. Downtown LA, 1,800 gallons of vodka were just stolen from a distillery. It was Fog Shots Distillery. The owner says that thieves stole more than 9,000 bottles of alcohol, which is worth nearly $280,000, straight from the factory. They broke in, grabbed the bottles, and they left. They didn't take any cash. They didn't take any like computers or anything valuable laying around. They were just there for the alcohol, in and out. And they have cameras, but of course they bought like the worst cameras where you can't even tell if it's like a person or like a man, bear, pig. You can't even identify what it is. So I don't know. They had like barbed wire and everything everywhere, but it still wasn't enough. Just keep it in California. So marijuana, January 1st, it's going to be legal to smoke, consume any way you want recreationally. So people are saying, all right, marijuana has been pushed through. But are magic mushrooms the next to be decriminalized in California? There's a mayoral candidate near San Francisco who's seeking signatures to put decriminalization on a statewide ballot next year, saying that the magic mushrooms could offer healing at a time of crisis. So as California prepares for the legislation of recreational marijuana in 2018, this person is pushing for magic mushrooms. I mean, if you've got weed, why not mushrooms, right? Kevin Saunders, like I said, a mayor candidate for the city of Marina, just south of San Francisco Bay, has filed a proposal that would exempt adults over the age of 21 from any penalties over possessing, growing, selling, or transporting psychedelic psilocybin mushrooms. If he can get 365,880 voter signatures by the end of April in 2018, the California psilocybin legislation initiative will be placed on the statewide ballot for people to vote on it. Saunders thinks that now is the right time because he says the drug can help bridge the current political divide and restore a sense of community. He said the world is really hurting and everybody is at a loss about what's going on right now with Trump, Brexit, the refugee crisis, and everything else. I'm at a loss at what to do politically, but the only thing I feel like we could do is get psilocybin in more people's hands. Doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. You're talking about like Trump and refugees. So I guess if we did push this, the only difference is everybody will be too, you know, tripping balls to even care about any of it. So he seems like a hippie. It's just like a joke. I don't know. If it happens, it happens, but I don't know. It took like 100 years for marijuana, so I don't expect this happening immediately after marijuana was legalized. Staying in the area in the West, this is kind of interesting. A man who survived the Las Vegas massacre was killed on a Nevada highway. So he survived the October 1st mass shooting at an outdoor concert in his hometown, but he was killed last month by a hit-and-run driver while hitchhiking on the highway. Roy McClellan, age 52, was killed on November 17th while walking on a highway in Pahrump, about 60 miles west of Las Vegas. McClellan and his wife, Denise McClellan, survived the attack along the Las Vegas Strip by a gunman firing from the 32nd floor Mandalay Bay hotel room onto the crowd at a concert music festival, which was, I think statistically the worst mass shooting in the U.S., 58 people were killed and hundreds were injured. It's kind of interesting that, you know, he survived like a huge massacre and lost his life to like something as stupid as just like a hit and run. They don't know, like the Nevada Highway Patrol weren't able to respond to requests. So I'm assuming they don't know who did it or when it was even happened. If they do find the car, I'm sure charges against the driver will be, you know, set forth immediately. Let's keep it going. This is another U.S. bit that's kind of ties in with the season right now, Black Friday. So online sales climbed to a record high. Black Friday and Thanksgiving online sales in the United States surged to record highs as shoppers bagged deep discounts and bought more on their mobile devices, heralding a promising start to the key holiday season, according to retail and analytic firms. So U.S. retailers raked in almost $8 billion in online sales on Black Friday and Thanksgiving, up almost 18% from a year ago. Adobe says Cyber Monday is expected to drive a further $6.6 billion in internet sales, which would make it the largest U.S. online shopping day in the history of the United States. Probably the world, too, when you think about it. I think it has a lot to do with how everybody has a cell phone now. You know, before, if you weren't by your computer or your laptop, you missed out a deal, you know, it was done. But now you have the option of these retailers, you know, sending you constant alerts, emails, updates, text messages. So you're never really too far from the next big deal. You could be, you know, sitting at Starbucks. You'll get an email, you know, 55% off 55-inch 4K TV. You know, you sit there, you think about it. You look at the return policy. It's 3 months. You know, I'll buy it for 3 months. If I like it, I like it. If not, I'll return it. And then more than often, you don't even need it, and you forget about the return policy. So that probably explains the $8 billion they sold. So a lot of things happening, and we're going to try to keep this episode primarily focused on the West Coast, a little bit of overall U.S. Didn't really want to go for, you know, out of the country, kind of keep it national news. So next week, we might go international. No promises on that. But maybe I'll give you an update on the football thing, possibly. Don't hold me accountable for that either. But until next episode, I will see you guys, or you guys will hear me on Red Cup News.